Live from the studios of KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District's Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflections Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Welcome to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. I'm Joe Howard here with my co-host Marty Reed. Welcome to a very special Soup Scoop today. You know, each month on Soup Scoop, we highlight our Prescott schools, our teachers, students, staffs, community members, and all those who support our mission to serve every child every day.
And today we will be talking with a community partner who's excited to work with PUSD to bring national music acts to our own Mile High Middle School Hendrix Auditorium. We'll be talking with Newt Lynn and Candace Devine from Raven Productions about the upcoming show with the legendary Del McCurry Band. On April 4th, the Raven Crew plans to funnel proceeds to the PUSD music programs.
We are also excited to feature Abiah Judd Elementary School on today's show. We'll be talking with Principal Stephanie Hillig, a few extremely talented teachers, volunteers, and, of course, our amazing students about some of the many programs offered at Abiah Judd. We look forward to talking with reading specialist Melissa Scott, who will share with us how our trained volunteers are working one-on-one with students to help them become better, more confident readers.
And stay tuned as we talk with fourth grade teacher Whitney Williams and her students about the Badger U Clubs and Character Counts programs at Abiah Judd. We welcome all of our guests today and look forward to a great show. You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverty Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverty Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years. Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop, and our first guest today is Candace Devine from Raven Productions. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
We're happy to have you on the show, Candace. And maybe our listeners find your name familiar, because Candace is a great performing artist. She's an incredible musician and singer. And so maybe we'll get to talk about that a little bit. But But we're mostly here to talk about this awesome partnership between Raven Productions and PUSD.
Oh, we're
and,
so excited.
Yeah, this little journey that we've had. And we're starting it off on April 4th with Del McCurry coming.
The most largely awarded bluegrass player, Grammy Award winning in history. I mean, he's just a legendary bluegrass guy. His, you know, sound is distinct and wonderful, and nobody can play guitar like that.
How did you get him to come to little old Prescott?
Well, that's been what we've been working on in development. Uh-huh. The idea is that we would like to bring in NAMAX for our whole community, with proceeds from the shows going right back into our arts and music programs into the PUSD. And so we reached out. Yeah, we reached out to his agency. And they loved the idea. So he's coming here.
Oh,
he's going to be playing
awesome
at the Hendrix Auditorium on April 4th.
Oh, I can't
so
wait.
So for us, yeah, the big goal is we really want, and part of why we love that theater is we want our community. We've noticed a little bit of a divide between a large section of our community and the kids in our community.
Yeah. Right?
Because of just on population. We have more grown-up adults and less
for
kids.
Sure.
So anything we can do to bring people onto campuses and in our schools to make them a part of what our kids are experiencing and seeing this amazing building and theater and feeling a part of its evolvement, improvement, these great artists coming there, and knowing that those ticket prices help feed that those same kids, you know, instruments and new dressing rooms and anything else that the school could need. So,
and it just ties in so much, Candace, with our beliefs in the Prescott schools. I mean, we've got these really cool buildings and fields and these open spaces and auditoriums and hopefully our community has noticed that we've worked really hard to get our community to come and use those,
right?
Because we believe they belong to the community.
Well, and that's how we came to you, because we've felt that like welcoming, like come on guys come on. And so we raised our hand and we were like, please let us we want to.
And what a great space, our historic Hendrix Auditorium.
Great theater.
You can feel it. I mean, World War II films were shown in there back in the day. The community always came
to Hendrix
is to
there.
See what was going on.
It's stunning.
Yep. It was built in 1939, so it was a really nice new building right around when World War II was going on. But it was the place where the community came together to meet. It was the place. And Elks was around, but that nice new shiny auditorium. You know, and when I was principal at Mile High, I'd tell this story a lot, but I'd have like an elderly person walk in and kind of wandering around, and I'd say, hey, can I help you? And they would say, can I just look in there? You know, we used to watch World War II reels in there or whatever it was.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I relish, and that's so much of what I love about Prescott in general, but I relish when people take history to heart and don't take it for granted, because really that's what we're shaped on. We learn from our past, we grow from our past, and we become who we are because of the past. And so when we can use these buildings in a current way for our current students and touring artists and what have you, I think it's a really special thing.
Yeah, know, the CCC crews built that back in the day. And there's also a lot of neat stories about, you know, why at one time, you know, the rigging was just super different and awkward, and people were wondering why. Well, it was just based on the skills of the people that were in the community at the time, or the people that we could round up to build that building. So we actually have some old video on that whole building being built.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Yeah. So for our history buffs, come talk
to us. I would love to. Yeah, I would love
to see
that.
We'll help you out with that. But Candace, let me back up just a little bit and ask you to tell us a little, tell us about Raven Productions and who you are, and if you've hit on it a little bit, but what's Raven Productions all about?
Sure. Raven Productions is an entity, if folks listening are familiar with the Raven Cafe, the owners of the Raven Cafe, have the same interests that I have, and I have a very large mouth, and I talk to everybody, and
she can sing.
Thank you. I am quite a loud singer. Yes. and I have lived here for a number of years now, and I have a son here, and the thing, I'm a recording artist, touring artist. I've played all over the world, and I've opened for a number of acts you all know that are on the radio, and, moving here and living here and having a son who is already showing signs of being very instrumentally, musically gifted, I couldn't help but look around and go, everywhere I go, there is music here. This is a music city. I mean, it is really, we have retirees who have been in massive bands who are incredible musicians. We have phenomenal singer and songwriters here. And you just go down Whiskey Row or to the Raven any night of the week and you see these phenomenal talents, yet from my touring experience, I noticed Prescott is not necessarily what you would call on the map as a music city.
Right.
It is
not a household destination
where people are like, oh, have you been to Prescott and heard their the music scene? You think of Austin, think of parts of L.A., New York, whatever, Chicago, even Atlanta or in Seattle. And what struck me so interestingly is that we sit between two major, major highways, the 40 and the 10, an hour and a half off of each pretty much. And all those are the two major highways touring acts use to get cross country. And I'm like, why? That's not how I sing. But I'm like, why is no one coming here? And it's not that they're not coming here.
Candace Devine, hear how she sings because it's amazing.
Thank you. It's not that they're not coming here, but why are not more coming here? Was my thought. And so being the loudmouthed person that I am, I happened to be cutting a session for television, actually, at the Raven Sound Studio with Dylan Ludwig. And I was like, how is this incredible music studio here? How are these incredible musicians here? And how had I not known about Prescott prior to living in Prescott? Yeah. And so that's where it started. And then Dylan was like, yeah, man, I know, I agree. Half of our young people leave and they'll go play shows other places.
Yeah. Sure.
And so he was like, you know, you'd really get along with Ty, who owns Raven Sound Studio and the Raven Cafe and Peregrine Bookstore and the Guitar Center or Guitar Shop. And Newt also runs a lot of those businesses with him. And so he's like, you know, you should probably talk to them. And I was like, sure, I probably should. I should probably talk to everybody because I like talking to people. And so anyway, long story, very long. We all got together and we were very like-minded. And the one thing I love most about Prescott is that we are exactly who we are. We are not a big city. We are everybody's hometown. We are charming and wonderful. And I wanted to build on that and not change it.
Right.
And so when we discussed that, we said, well, wouldn't it be amazing if we could get some more name acts to come through here for the residents of our town and for the tourists of our town, and then everybody leaves.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, how ideal is that?
I love that.
See it, and adios.
Yeah.
So that's where it started.
Very good.
And then from there, the immediately follow-up after that was, you know, as many musicians and brilliant people are here, we have a whole generation of young people that are being raised by these musicians. That wouldn't it be wonderful? All of our bars and everything are 21 and older. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had these acts that are inspirational coming in into a place where these kids could also be allowed to be.
To enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's where it all started.
So tell us about the show and how do folks get tickets? Let's remind everyone the date again.
Yes, April 4th. It's at the Hendrix Auditorium. You can go to Raven Presents, Mile High Middle School. You can go to ravenpresents.com or you can go into the Peregrine Bookstore and buy them in person.
Okay. And what's that website again?
Ravenpresents.com.
Okay. Ravenpresents.com. And tell us about parking and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yes. So that's the other beautiful thing about Mile High Middle School is there's actually quite a large parking lot, which is wonderful. But for those of you that are coming and maybe you missed the first rush and you don't get that spot right up in front, we have Ride Prescott on board. So they're bringing two of their golf carts up. And as you all probably know, there's the big parking structure
on Granite Street.
Mm-hmm. And so they will be doing, you know, shuttle rides in the golf carts directly from the structure to the front door of the auditorium.
Great.
So we have everybody covered.
Great.
And I just want to put the plug in, ladies and gentlemen, come and see this show, whether you know Dell or not. You're going to like it, one.
And Sugar and the Mint's opening. I didn't say that.
Sugar and the Mint's opening.
And we know how much we all love them.
Our own Prescott Sugar
and
the Mint.
Oh, my gosh.
And here's the deal. This is the first one. And
this is the kickoff.
I really believe if we pack the house, Prescott, if we pack the house, there's going to be a lot more of these things coming down the line.
And I will say it's a focus of ours to try and have our local talent open for as many of these artists as possible.
Oh, good.
That's definitely in our mind plan.
Yeah.
We know we have the talent here, and we'd like to have our talent be able to share the stage with legends like this.
Well, Candace, we need to have you back.
Please, anytime.
We're going to. April 1st. Okay. Candace, we'll be back, and we're going to remind you about this.
All right, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you for giving us time.
Yep. You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win, and Zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
You home already?
Yeah, it's just too nasty to be out and about. I think I'll just have Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott deliver the stuff we need.
What's that? Pet food deliveries?
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals, and yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and bird seed deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store to your door, and delivery is free on orders over $25. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664, give our cashier your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning before we leave.
Okay, but don't you want to see us in your store?
Yeah, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies, or you just need some muscle to load it into the storage bins at your house. This delivery service will take care of that. And once again, it's free on deliveries over $25 within 10 miles of Olson's Prescott store. And as an added bonus, you'll get Olson's Good Enough Just Isn't service, because we have an incredible delivery driver. See you at your house.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Hey, welcome back to Soup Scoop. Joe Howard and Marty Reed here, and you're listening, of course, to the Soup Scoop. Thanks for tuning in. We have a great show today. We're talking to Abiah Judd School, and we're going to learn all kinds of stuff. We've got Principal Stephanie Hillick here. Stephanie's no stranger to the show. She's been on, co-hosted, all kinds of things. And then we've also got reading specialist Melissa Scott, along with Gina Cook, who's an orthographic linguist who volunteers with our PUSD program. And so, Stephanie, tell us a little bit about this program and introduce our guests, if you would.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Howard. So, yeah, we have two reading specialists on our campus. And so we are here today with Melissa Scott. She works with our students. It's a Tier 2 intervention. And so she works with our students that are just struggling readers. And okay. She provides amazing support, and I have to give her some kudos. I trust her completely. I am a huge advocate for her program. She serviced my kids, all went through a BIA. I say that every time I'm on the show. So all my kids were a product of of the Abaya Judd family. And Melissa did amazing things with two of my children. She supported them, and they are both honor roll students in high school right now, and 4.0, and doing a great job. And I know a lot of the support that came from Melissa's program is why they're so successful in reading. So
hundreds and hundreds of kids. How many years, Melissa?
Well, the program has been in place for almost all of Abaya Judd's existence.
Wow.
And this is my 17th year with it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So 86 is when Abaya Judd came into existence?
I believe so.
Okay. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we have a special guest here with us today. Melissa, do you want to add anything else to our program or about the program?
Sure, I'd love to. Thanks, Mrs. Hillig. The Side-by-Side Reading Program works with a lot of volunteers, and it's thanks to our volunteers and, of course, my instructional assistant, Stephanie Bowen, who is a huge part of the program, meets with those volunteers, works with those volunteers so that they're highly trained. The students are met with about 4 or 5 days a week at their instructional reading level, specifically targeting whatever they need to get them up to grade level and exited from the program as quickly as possible. This year, we've added a really great component, and that's thanks to my friend and cohort, Gina Cook, who's an orthographic linguist. She comes in on Wednesdays and other days, in fact, and is working with our students in something called structured word inquiry. Structured word inquiry is a complete and total paradigm shift where we don't look at the sounds of the words first. We actually talk about what the word means, talk about how it is built, what its relatives are. Then we talk about the sounds. So we build a deeper understanding of word structure. And Gina is here with us. So, Gina, would you be willing to share an idea or a couple of activities?
Well, first you have to tell us what an orthographic linguist is.
Oh, I was just pretending like I knew.
I am, of course, happy to oblige. Well, linguists are people who study language scientifically. Uh-huh. And that's a big, broad field. So it could be folks who work with, you know, speech-to-print recognition or who study foreign languages. Where I've landed in that field is in working with teachers and kids in terms of understanding the writing system. So an orthography is a writing system.
Yes, yes.
Right? And so if you're going to be literate in a writing system, you need to understand how that system works. So the point of any writing system is not, it's not just speech written down or sounds written down. The point of any system is to represent meaning to people who know and use the system. So even young kids who are just learning to decode, the point of that is comprehension, is being able to engage with the world of ideas through text.
Yes, yes.
Right? So traditional methodologies that put the sounds first are very, very successful at getting kids reading, but the spelling and the writing tends to lag behind. So that's kind of where I come in.
Very cool.
And Gina is volunteering this time and experience. And this just always blows my mind in Prescott Unified School District, the types of volunteers that we get that are world class, that you couldn't pay enough to do the great work that you're doing. So thank you so much for being here.
It's truly my pleasure.
Melissa, kind of describe your program, because you use a lot of volunteers. So our listeners, kind of explain how that works. It's not just you providing services.
Oh, heavens, no. Yeah. Each volunteer works with a student. They usually come in 1 or 2 days a week, and they work in a session with a student for a half an hour time period. They read a book, and then some of our students actually have a writing component that goes with it where they can work on spelling and punctuation and things like that as well. But they read a book that they read the day before, and then it goes home. It's a review reading so that they're building their fluency and their comprehension. And then they go ahead and read a new book and delve into the decoding and a little bit of the structured word inquiry like we talked about earlier.
How many volunteers do you have doing that with you?
This year we have 20. The more volunteers that we have, the more students we service. We've had as many as 28 some years. So it fluctuates.
So if we have any listeners interested, there's room for a few more?
Certainly.
Well, that's kind of where I was just going to go with that, because the training that Melissa does every year with these volunteers, it's very systematic. It's very comfortable. They know exactly what to do in the program, and they come in and they do amazing things and they build relationships with the kids. So yeah, that's definitely a message we want to send to the listeners, that, you know, the more volunteers we get, and it's nothing to be nervous about. You come in, Melissa will train you, teach you what you need to do, and you can spend some time with our little ones making a huge impact on their future.
Yeah, that's what's so rewarding, is you're working one-on-one with a kiddo and helping them with their reading, which will help their future. Yeah.
And I could never do it justice, but the visual is you walk down the hallway in a BioJet school and you see groups of three kids, groups of five kids, one or two kids, all with volunteers all down the hallway. And folks, it's not messy or noisy. It is unbelievable to see. I mean, you can see learning happening when you walk down these hallways in a BioJet.
Yeah, so a lot of parent volunteers that we have coming in to support us in the reading is in the classroom.
Right.
So it's classroom support. Melissa's is a little bit more scripted, a little bit more systematic. But yeah, I mean, they're everywhere. It's a huge component. It's a huge part of our culture and our family at BioJet. And the more we get, the better off all of our kids are.
Maybe, Melissa, describe to our listeners what a reading specialist is, or, you know, compared to maybe what someone would just say, a classroom teacher.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, I've had, and I continue to have, lots and lots of training. It's ongoing learning. It's working deeply in the sound system, the sound-symbol relationship, understanding groupings of letters that go together to make graphemes, the sound symbols for like OU, for example, and when it says which sound and those kinds of things. And it's utilizing that information to build a deeper understanding of reading that ties in, of course, with comprehension and fluency as well. And then there's the fluency piece that goes with accuracy. And reading like we talk is something that I say oftentimes to our children. So they've got their intonation and it's not sounding like a robot and those kinds of things. So it's a lot of ongoing training, a lot of what I'm doing is through Gina, actually, with the whole structured word inquiry piece, to really delve into the deeper understanding of our language.
And what kind of training do you – you're a certified teacher.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you have a master's beyond that?
I do. I have a master's. Both my bachelor's and my master's are in elementary education. I have a reading endorsement. And then I'm a certified dyslexic practitioner with the International Dyslexia Association.
I was going to bring that up just now because that is a huge component with Melissa and something we are blessed because she does work so well with students that do show those dyslexia tendencies at such a young age. She can target them. She can screen them. You're currently screening even kindergartners for dyslexia in a new program we have.
Right, right. And I cannot determine whether or not a student has dyslexia, but I can work with students who are showing those traits. And, you know, and it's basically the same skills you would utilize with any student who needs extra practice with reading.
Yeah. Gina, how did you get involved in this? Did someone recruit you or did you just?
Actually, I think it must have been in 2018.
It was that summer.
So it's about 2 years ago almost. Mm-hmm. Melissa took an online, participated in an online training conference and had some questions for one of the presenters, and he referred her to me. And when I got an email from her, and I saw that her email address was Prescott Schools, and I had just moved here about 6 months earlier, and I thought, you're kidding me. This is kismet. She really dived headfirst into this paradigm shift and into really, you know, not only keeping her skills sharp, but recruiting her poor colleagues into meeting with me as well to really come in and be able to learn new things and bring this understanding to kids.
So are you also, it sounds like you're providing support to Melissa, but then are you working one-on-one with kids as well?
I actually work mostly in small groups.
You work with small groups. My tier three intervention groups, different from side
it's
by
different.
Side.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I do that. I work also at, I volunteer also at Taylor Hicks.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Well. Yes.
And I love
great.
It.
How many hours a week are you volunteering?
A few. I mean, it varies from week to week, but it's my joy. My son is a junior at the high school, and he'd be probably mortified if I volunteered there. So I'm really happy to. I appreciate the public schools, and I'm really happy to.
Well, we are lucky to have
we're
you.
We're so blessed.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And so our listeners know we have nearly 850 volunteers in the Prescott Unified School District, and that's not normal. That speaks to what our community is all about. And there are all kinds of different folks like Gina that come from these amazing experience backgrounds that just lend so much to our kids across all of our schools. So we're very blessed to have a great volunteer program. Melissa, I'm just curious, is there a science behind the match of the volunteer and the student or the student groups, or is it what's the interface between you and the volunteers as you prep them to work with that certain kid or kiddos?
Well, we have conversations, you know, so that we can see what they like, don't like, those kinds of things. And then we actually have the volunteer observe us working with a student or two before they work with students. And then we observe them working with students and give feedback so that we're talking constantly about things that they can do to improve and things that they're doing well with, because, of course, 9 times out of 10, there are all these things they're doing well with that they're unaware of and they're hard on themselves and those kind of things. And then if we do, which does happen on occasion, if we do have an adult and a child who just do not match and it's just not working well, we make a switch. We change things up. And it's always myself in the classroom or my assistant, again, Stephanie Bowen. One of us is always in the room with the volunteers. So if anything were to ever come up, you know, we're right there, you know, and they can talk with us immediately, or the student could too, if, you know, if there's any question or concern or what have you.
Yeah, flexibility always wins.
When I was a teacher at Abiajud, you were working with a specific grade level or age level. Is that still the same, and what is that?
We work with kindergarten through fourth graders. We cover all.
You've expanded.
Yeah. I have expanded, yes.
Thanks to the volunteers and Steph Bowen in the classroom, too. Yeah. So we keep throwing out the tier words. So tier one, tier two, tier three is really pretty much what we focus on. And so I kind of want to give some explanation to what that means, because we've said, you know, we work in tier two with our volunteers from the community, and then Gina's helping with tier three students. Melissa, can you just explain a little bit to the listeners out there the difference between those tiers?
Sure. Tier one is the classroom instruction. It's what every single student gets in the classroom. Those students who need a little bit more in a particular area, it might be reading, but it might also be math or social studies or what have you. A student who needs a little bit more will receive a tier two intervention. A tier two intervention could be working with volunteers and side by side. It could be working with volunteers just right outside of the classroom. It could be getting a little extra help from the classroom teacher in whatever area. Then tier three is your more intensive intervention, where we delve deeper, and that's where Gina and I are working with the small groups.
And so even though we're saying you're working with tier two and tier three students, I just want to make sure everybody knows that all students really benefit from the program that you have there, and you're helping to coach the teachers, and you're giving ideas on different activities and different ways that we can monitor students. You lead the school with the DIBELS. I mean, it's huge. That's a reading assessment that we do. I know we're getting short on time here, so I don't want to get too much into the DIBELS and how we monitor students, but we're continuously progress monitoring our students through reading, and that's thanks to you and your support that you give all of the general ed teachers in this school. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, I hope you've had a chance to really see what's happening here in the Prescott Unified School District, as we have some of our master teachers with Melissa and with Gina as a linguist who's giving her time as a volunteer. We are so blessed and happy to have this kind of support for our kids in PUSD. So, Melissa and Gina, thank you so much for being on the show. Stephanie Hillig, you stick around.
I will.
Because when we return from break, we will have fourth grade teacher Whitney Williams and her students, Asher Young and Addison Little, to join us. And we're going to be talking about clubs.
Yeah, we have Sidera DiMarino here, our character coach as well.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
so,
and Paul Rizek from the Farm to School program. He's
our
coordinator.
All right, stay tuned, folks. You're listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM. Streaming worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
quality of life is more than the beauty of nature creating the perfect backdrop for our days and nights. It's the people and businesses, the churches and groups that work every day to keep that quality of life high. The City of Prescott has launched the Prescott's Best program to recognize outstanding achievements and commitment to Prescott's quality of life by Prescott businesses. Findlay Subaru Prescott is honored to have received that recognition. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A consumer fraud lawsuit has been filed against a Valley Delivery Service and its owner by the Arizona Attorney General's Office. Spokesperson Katie Connor says Valley Delivery left fake notifications about a delivery and they directed homeowners to reschedule it, engaging in deceptive and unfair acts. The lawsuit seeks restitution for victims and penalties against the company. It's alleged the company targeted 73,000 new homeowners.
On the back side of the fake delivery slip, you would notice there was a disclaimer saying that any contact information that you provide and the number you listed could actually be used for a company's partners and to market off of your information. These profiles were then shared with Business Ventures owned by Valley Delivery's parent company and other third-party companies. These companies would actually contact the new homeowners to sell house-related goods and services.
The Arizona Coyotes are in Vancouver to play the Canucks with the opening faceoff at 8:30 this evening live right here on KQ&A. Sunny, mild, and breezy toward the weekend, cooling after bedtime to a clear sky 35 with highs near 66 tomorrow and Friday, a windy 62 Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 39. A sunny 75 for your high tomorrow and a breezy Friday, 72 Saturday, cooling Sunday with scattered showers. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town. I'm Marty Reed here with Joe Howard.
Hey.
And we want to welcome our listeners who are just tuning in. We're talking about Abiajud Elementary School programs, and I'm going to turn it over to Principal Stephanie Hillig.
Thanks, Marty. So I am so excited to be here. We just got done talking about some instructional supports and things that we do, but we really want to focus on the whole child and everything that we do at Abiajud in this radio show today. So I have some special guests here with me. So I have Paul Rizik. He is the farm-to-school coordinator for the district, and he is an integral part of what we're doing at Abiajud right now. Sidera DiMarino is our character coach, and she's going to kind of lead us here in a minute. And then I have some students. Well, let me go to our Teacher of the Year nominee. Sorry, I just had to say that. Miss Whitney Williams is here with us, and so she's a fourth grade teacher, and she brought with her some special friends. We have Addison Little here and Asher Young. So I'm excited. We have a full house in here, so we're going to let everybody have a turn. But just talk about a little bit, Sidera. Start us off and talk about what we do to support the whole child at Abiajud, if you would.
Absolutely. So along with offering the high-achieving academic component at Abiajud, we're also actively honoring the whole child by providing emotional and social support. With the multiple programs we've implemented within the school, which includes My Job, Character Counts, Capturing Kids' Hearts, Kids at Hope, and the Badger U Clubs.
All right, so I just got to kind of talk for a minute and turn this over to our stars here, which are our students. You have an amazing thing going on in fourth grade right now with the Capturing Kids' Hearts and the Character Counts and the culture that we have at Abiajud right now. So do either one of you want to jump in and kind of share some of the amazing things we do with Capturing Kids' Hearts? I know you know them.
You got this.
Take it away, Addie.
Sure. I'd like to talk about how we do good things every morning, and I think it speaks to me when every day we just capture kids' hearts and bring in all the love to every student.
So, Addie, what's good things for our listeners that may not know?
In the morning, we have certain jobs also in the class, and they come up and they mention, so you basically just, like, if you have something good going on in life or you just want to share something, then you are allowed to just share what comes off your mind, and we all clap. And if there's something sad, then we just bring you love.
Oh, that's awesome. I need good things every day.
Asher, what do you have to add to that? Because I know you guys do some other great things in your classroom, too.
Yeah, we also add, for good things, we also, like, for our classroom jobs, we can pick popsicle sticks. We can just pick people, like, hands, or, like, just, you could even do your own good thing. And then other things we do in class is we like to make a joke about this person. We call them trash because they pick a piece of trash at the end of the day for everyone to pick.
So, Whitney, will you talk a little bit about the affirmation wall that you
She's
have in your classroom? I'm sure one of the students could take it if you need to.
I would like to clarify, we don't call our children trash. I love them all very much.
I'm sure there's good context behind that.
There's wonderful context.
I'm with you, Asher. If the listeners could see you, they'd totally get it.
Yeah. So affirmations are a way to affirm positive behavior or if we've really been touched by another student in our class. And so we do affirmation circles whenever our affirmation circle leader feels like our classroom needs some positivity. And each student also has their own little mailbox for kids to give each other affirmations. And we do them throughout lessons as well.
So this has been a great thing that we've added to Abiajud this year. And we just got trained on it last summer. The whole staff is on board. We have social contracts. Miss DiMarino, will you kind of touch on those social contracts and how you support them in every aspect of the school for us?
Absolutely. So we, as leaders of our school, allow the kids to come in for each class. And we ask them how they would like the class run, how they would like to be treated, and how they would like others to treat them. So they come up with keywords that are then written down on a big poster. Everyone in the class is invited to sign that. So they're able to really refer back to that constantly. If they have any questions or if they're having trouble during the day, with anything in the classroom, they're able to look at that as a guide. They're able to show that and introduce that to anybody who walks in the room so that we all know exactly how to treat anybody in the room with the respect they deserve.
And the great thing about this program is it does, the kids hold each other accountable. You guys do checks, yeah?
Yep.
Yep. Have you ever given a check symbol?
Many.
Yeah.
We give them to people.
So when would be a good example of when you are kind of holding your classmates accountable?
Kind of when, like, in math class, when we do math, and, like, people will either doodle on their paper or start a tiny sidebar, the person next to them or person around the table will either get up and put a check in front of them, not, like, in their face, though.
Yeah. So a check is kind of a hand signal that we give to students, just reminding them of the expectations and the social contract in the classroom or lunchroom, wherever we may be at that moment in time. So it's a program. We've got some pretty articulate fourth graders here talking, but we're doing it all the way down to kindergarten. So it's been a wonderful program that we've had. So I know, Whitney, you've been a leader with this, and also Kids at Hope. And so each day as a school, every classroom does it a little differently, but everybody starts off with the pledge. We talk a lot about who's going to advocate for each child, making sure every child has a one person to connect with, every single day and who can be their safe person on campus. But we also carry this over to clubs. And so yesterday we had a great performance from your club. Tell us the name of your club again.
My club is the dance club, but our dance team is called Jaguar Sparkle Dance Team.
That's what it was. Yep. So they did a great performance. Check out Facebook here. We're going to get some of those videos on Facebook here as soon as we can. So talk a little bit about the club aspect, because we do want to make sure that people know we're focusing on everything and student interest as well.
Yeah. So, they're quarterly and they're for an hour every single day after school. Some examples of clubs that are offered is Garden Club, which we'll elaborate a little bit on here, Calm Club, Dance Club, Art Club, Choir, who do performances around town. We've had things like Harry Potter Club, Sports Club, Nature Club, Lego Robotics, which is really awesome to see children be able to program tablets to make robots move, and Homework Club. And those are just a few of the wonderful clubs we offer for students.
So these are amazing clubs. And we have Paul here to kind of talk about how he's supporting. Another great volunteer, you actually work for the district, I apologize, but you come and you help us with one of our clubs in the afternoon. And we have a secret garden at Abaya Judd. And you and Miss DeMarino are making, it looks amazing out there. I looked at it today. It is amazing. Sadira told me that some stuff was starting to bloom and grow out there. So talk a little bit about how you support all of our students at Abaya, Paul, if you would.
So I am the farm to school coordinator for the entire Prescott Unified School District. So there are 7 schools. Each one has their own school garden. And so I try to help out in any number of ways for those 7 schools to just sort of help keep things viable, help get the kids engaged and sort of get the kids to do stuff with the garden. And so Abaya Judd, as you mentioned, has a really great site, but before now, it wasn't really being used as much as perhaps it could be. So Sadira, as well as Marty Boxer, who's a master gardener in the area, they were both gracious enough to serve as volunteers to help run the after-school program. So we just finished up our first quarter. It worked great. Asher was in it. He was awesome. And all the kids did a great job, and we're looking forward to another quarter starting up after spring break.
So Asher, tell us one thing that's growing out in that garden.
Well, what we planted in our garden, we planted carrots.
Oh, nice. So, Miss D, kind of talk to, I've called you 3 different names on this segment, you know. Miss D, Marino, Sadira, it's all the same person. That's how many.
I think there's like 40 people.
It's because that's how many hats she wears on the campus.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
So the garden club, actually, I think I surprise Stephanie constantly because, you know, I can tell her, we have radishes coming up. We've got a ton of different vegetables, right, Asher? I mean, it is awesome. And bulbs, herbs, we're running around learning how to identify all of those things, how to plant, how to prepare the soil, how to water, how to weed. It's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, so we do have a master gardener helping us, as we mentioned. But
Another volunteer.
Yeah. And he's great, spends quite a bit of time out there. But, of course, once again, putting that plug in, you know, anyone out there interested in helping any of our schools in PUSD with their gardens, we certainly could use it because I know that's a huge interest for people in the community. But we have a beautiful garden. Anyone wants to see it?
When we come back from the break, we want to hear more about the Farm to School grant and how Paul supports that at all the schools. And then we also want to hear more from Miss D, Sadira, Miss D Maria. So, did I get them all?
D Marino.
About the character coach programs and what you're doing to help our kiddos with their own character and self-regulation. So when we return, we will be talking more to this fabulous crew from Abaya Judd. You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm Joe Howard here with Marty Reed and a whole very cool crew from Abaya Judd Elementary School. We've got Principal Stephanie Hillig here helping us host today. And we're going to do something very special right now. We've been talking about a lot of things happening at Abaya Judd and really around the whole child. You know, you can look at test scores. You'll see Abaya Judd's the top of the state every year since they started in 1986, and this year's no exception. They're nailing it with the test scores and the academics. they're also doing a super good job in things like character and being supportive of each other and that type of thing. And so one of our programs is Kids at Hope. And so we've got Asher and Addie here to demonstrate for us the Kids at Hope pledge that they do. Do you guys do this every day?
Yeah.
All right. So Marty Reed's going to count us off,
okay,
and you guys
ready?
Are going to do the pledge.
One, two, three.
I am a kid at Hope. I'm talented, smart, and capable of success. I have dreams for my future, and I will climb to reach those goals and dreams every day. No exceptions.
And then after the kids say their pledge, the teacher says,
as an adult and a treasure hunter, I search for all the skills, talents, and intelligence that exist in all children and youth. I believe that all children are capable of success. No exceptions.
So that's a so big cool. part of Kids at Hope is really the pledge and the no exceptions. We heard that in both pledges because we know everyone can be successful. And so Whitney, Miss Williams is one of our major champions of the Kids at Hope program.
Sure is.
And we're happy to have it.
Absolutely. Well, we just have a couple minutes left, but we wanted to tell our listeners just a little bit more about our Farm to School grant and what that's all about. So, Paul, if you'll give us just kind of the quick version of what Farm to School is.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm here on a federal grant through the USDA. I'm an AmeriCorps VISTA, and sort of the whole Farm to School movement is based around the idea that if kids have kind of a stake in growing food and, like, eating fruits and vegetables, then they're much more likely to try things they wouldn't and sort of develop healthy habits that they'll carry with them throughout their lives. So one thing we do, the biggest thing we do is certainly the garden clubs, and BioJud is a big part of that. Other things we do is we've been sort of cycling through the district, so we did it, these things called tastings, where we'll bring in some piece of produce that maybe the kids haven't been exposed to before, and we give them a free sample of it, and we let them vote whether they liked it or not. So we did an okra tasting at Ooh. Granite Mountain last week.
Okra.
It was leftover from Fat Tuesday stuff. And we did radishes at Lincoln Elementary earlier this week. And so, yeah, we're just slowly making our way through the schools and giving kids experiences they wouldn't have had otherwise. And so, yeah, the Farm to School grant has been really great, and we're really excited that PUSD has been so open to the idea of it.
And Sadira, maybe you can talk a little bit about what a character coach is. That's your official role at AbayaJud, and it's a new position for us. What is a character coach?
So I am lucky enough to be able to hold classes on our campus. So I get to hang out with and be and teach every child on the campus. So again, I'm super lucky. And we talk about the different pillars of character, which is trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. So we get to remind each other of each one of these traits. And for anybody that maybe is not getting that in their own home life or outside of the school, it's a really good introduction and opportunity for the kids to help each other.
And so you teach these classes, but then you kind of also intervene when maybe someone needs a gentle reminder about what responsibility is.
I do, yeah.
If
anybody is having any kind of just challenges they're facing, I am able to sit with them, talk, help them out, help them self-regulate. I do have a calm room in the school that has a lot of, it has toys and art supplies and a comfy couch, and we can sit and talk and make better choices together.
Wonderful.
Well, KQ&A listeners, if you've been listening, you know that we have one amazing school at AbayaJud school. We have six other schools in PUSD that are also amazing, but today's been AbayaJud day, and it has been absolutely amazing to learn what's going on there. We also heard from Raven Productions, so don't forget to get your tickets for the Del McCurry Band that's coming up at Hendrix Auditorium on April 4th. And we have big plans to bring in more national acts if we fill that show.
We were blessed to have our reading specialists and volunteers here to talk about our reading programs. And there's always an opportunity for you, our listeners, to support our students and programs. Go to PrescottSchools.com and book a tour of any of our schools. Enrollment for next year is already starting, so if you have kiddos, be sure to register early.
Soup Scoop on April 1st, 2020 at 4 o'clock. That's not a joke. Tune in. You've been listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at
KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.